Our reality check segment looks at the bike boom spurred on by the COVID-19 shutdown. Chad Blair from Honolulu Civil Beat joins us to talk about that this morning. Hi there.
Good morning, Catherine.
You know, I have to say, I got a flat on my bike and I did go into the bike store and they were busy. Lots of repairs.
According to Marcel Honoré's report, one of the stores, I think it might be either the one on Macaulay or on King Street, but one of them said, look, if you want to get a changed tire or a tune-up or something, major work, it's going to take you a month. That's how long the appointments are backed up. And the reason is because people have been buying bicycles like crazy. Now, Marcel covers transportation for us. He himself commutes regularly on a bicycle, so he knows his beat really well.
Yes.
But he was astounded to actually go into these shops around town and discover that there were not a whole lot of bikes on the floor. I mean, you used to walk into a bike store and you can actually smell the tire rubber, right? It's a distinct smell of a bike store, and that is not the case because, I mean, it still smells a little bit like that, but the bikes are selling crazy because of COVID, and the reason is people are looking for other options to exercise in large part.
Yes, and on the repair side, they said that people are, you know, dragging the bikes out from under the house, and they need a tune-up, and so, yeah, that's why they're booked.
Yeah, and if you think about it, I mean, the gyms are still closed. Last time I checked, the latest orders, either from the governor or from the mayor, beaches have been reopening to some extent, not to the full opening prior to COVID-19 coming to town. And then you've got families with kids locked up in the house. And according to Marcel's reporting, you know, biking, getting out is a good way to get some healthy exercise, to have a sense of freedom, right? Because everybody feels kind of cooped up right now. I should add, you know, another obvious thing. There's a lot fewer cars on the road right now because of COVID, because of stay at home or whatever it's called now. Is it safer at home? Is that the latest way we're calling this? So, you know, we'll see whether this sticks after the pandemic, but a rare silver lining in the COVID crisis.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because following my experience there in the bike shop, I did call around to the neighbor islands. And in places like Maui and Kona, where you'd normally get, you know, a high triathlete traffic because of the triathlons, those are, you know, obviously all on hold. And so they don't have a lot of that business coming in, but they were busy with the repairs and they were selling bikes. So it was really kind of interesting to see the snapshot.
Yeah, I think at Macaulay Bicycle, one of the in sporting goods, one of the owners or operators said it's like Christmas every day, people coming in and bikes being sold. You know, we should tell you it's not just happening, as you mentioned, the neighbor islands. It's happening here, but it's also part across the U.S. and other parts of the globe. You know, the thing that Hawaii has somewhat uniquely to it is a lot of our bikes come from China, Taiwan, Southeast Asia. I mean, that's true of the mainland in general. But those bikes go to the mainland first, and they kind of get their first dibs, right? And sometimes when there's a lack of supply, we get what's left over that comes to Hawaii once they're shipped here. But in fact, they're going very fast. Bikes that are selling, you know, in under the $900 range. I mean, the last time I bought a bicycle, I think it was around $300 years ago when I was in college. But even if they are not top-of-the-line products, people are buying them.
And, you know, what's interesting, too, is because the traffic is down, I actually found myself being a bit braver and going into downtown areas where I normally wouldn't go because I was just worried about the crazy traffic.
Were you wearing a helmet?
Yes, always, always, always.
There is that bike path on King Street, which frustrates some people, but other people recognize it's a way to help alleviate road traffic. And we, you know, Honolulu, we've always talked about being a more bike-friendly town. One wonders whether this development, people buying bikes, getting out on the road, might change things for good.
Yeah, change our habits. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's politics and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read Marcel Henry's story, visit civilbeat.org.